Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 49 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And we have got a lot to talk about on this show. Justin is just the store run god, I suppose.
Jeez, or lucky anyway. I feel like we've been talking about the floodgates getting ready to open, and you know, I haven't seen a ton of quantity out there, but I've been able to find almost all the new stuff that's shipping right now, so pretty darn excited about a lot of the stuff I picked up.
Why don't we talk about it in
the Spectacular Store Report?
First of all, if I can break my arm patting myself on the back, when we were opening our case of Entertainment Earth figures last episode, I said, hey, Beast is upside down. I bet they make one right side up. The very next day, somebody posts on our Facebook, hey, here's a Beast, and he's right side up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's nice that they're both shipping at the same time, so you know, you get a chance to maybe track them both down instead of hope that they show up later. But yeah, that's always fun, you know, especially with a new character like that. I didn't really care when they did it with Spider-Man in the past, but, you know, this new Beast figure is pretty awesome, so it's fun to get them both ways if you're a carded collector.
I've not seen that wave at all at retail, so if it's out there, I don't know about it. I've not seen anything new at retail unless, hey, is that white outfit Iron Fist new?
Nope.
Or how about Shadowlands Daredevil? He new?
New as in last year, yes. Anybody need a gladiator? I can pick you up a gladiator. I can build you an army of gladiator.
Reminds me of that day at 6 a.m. at Super Walmart, so excited to have found him.
Who could have thought that that guy would be so prevalent everywhere? But yeah, I've been lucky to find that wave and the wave right after that between Toys R Us and Walmart. Target's the odd man out right now. It seems like Target reset their toy aisle and just forgot to put anything new out over the last month or so. But stuff's starting to trickle into Toys R Us. That's where I found Wave 18 on the shelf. And then just this last week, Wave 19 showed up at a few different Walmarts. And I was able to put together two full sets and get you taken care of, Arnie. So that should be on the way to you.
And that brings us even after I ordered Wave 18 from EE.
Yeah.
How quickly those scales balance.
That's the great thing about back-to-back waves, I guess. But yet, we still have more figures to find, though, because I have yet to hear or see either of the variant Spider-Man from these two waves. So we still have a little bit of hunting to get done. But it makes it a little easier knowing that there's just one figure from each wave that we still have to track down.
The Miles Morales Spider-Man is out there. He has been spotted on pegs, not by me, and he's shipping upside down.
Oh, jeez.
I wonder if that means he'll ship again right side up. Now, on eBay, there is a lot that has Miles Morales Spider-Man and Baghead Spider-Man, but they want $100 for those two figures.
It's way too early. Way too early to get into that.
Yeah. But the Miles Morales is out there. There's a ton of them on eBay. They will be spotted more and more, I'm sure.
Yep, we're still waiting for those to show up.
Well, Justin, have no fear. You'll be finding Miles Morales real soon, because while we were recording here and I was looking up prices on eBay, $15 shipped. Okay, so I, the Coogler, have blessed you all with easy-to-find Miles Moraleses.
Awesome. I'll be swinging out to Walmart this evening and picking up a few.
What I couldn't do, though, just couldn't bring myself to do it, was the Baghead Spider-Man. I think he hasn't shipped very much. The cheapest on eBay are $25 plus shipping. Arnie, don't play that.
No. 15 is the upper limits, I think.
15 shipped feels like a pretty good price on a variant that's a new character.
Exactly. And, you know, it still hasn't really hit home yet. I know I see it every time I'm at the store and it says $9.99 or $9.89, wherever you're at. It's $10 per figure now. Mm-hmm. I think I just kind of subconsciously block it out, you know?
That's why I buy them with groceries. Just, wow, those were expensive oranges.
You just shuffle them into the cost. But I was shocked to find the new Avengers Deluxe Chitauri figure on the pegs. But actually, it wasn't on the pegs. I found it in the clearance aisle at a Walmart where they had started to move some of that stuff over there, and it was only $9. So they put the, you know, the old Iron Man and Captain America Deluxe figures over there and the brand new Chitauri right there with them for $9.
That's crazy. I can't believe that.
Well, and I got to be honest with you, after getting it and opening it up, that's about all the more I'd pay for that. I'm sorely disappointed in that figure.
Really?
I mean, it goes back to articulation, and he has no knees, no elbows. It's very poorly articulated and hard to make him even stand on his chariot. So I don't know what to tell you. It looks pretty neat, but all you can really do is make him look like he's standing straight up at attention or make him look like he's dead on the ground. There's no in between. And just, I mean, based on the way they were in the movie, they're really all hunched over and always they had their weapons at the ready and stuff like that. It just doesn't seem like a straight up and down figure is really doing it much justice.
That's really disappointing.
Even more disappointing is finding out that it's the exact same figure in the final wave of Avengers figures that they're putting out there on the single cards, just a slight repaint of it. I thought maybe one of them would be a better sculpt or more articulated, but nope, it's the same figure, slightly repainted, $10 for that figure on a single card.
And those are hitting stores too. I've not seen them. I think Barrent, who lives in California, our podcast enhancer, posted that he found Nick Fury at a Toys R Us. And in this wave four is Nick Fury, the Chitauri soldier, and then the new Iron Man figure, which is more articulated.
That's what I was hoping too. I have yet to see these in person yet myself. So this is all based on things I've read and heard from other people. But the new Iron Man is also a little disappointing in that it's the existing Iron Man from the waist up. It's just new legs with knees. So I don't know if there's a little bit better knees and ankles, but calling that super articulated is a bit of a stretch. So I don't know. I'll wait till I see one in person, decide if it's enough of a upgrade to the existing one to pick up. But so far out of these three final figures, Nick Fury is the only one I'm really looking forward to right now.
I almost ordered the case on those, but it kills me because I ordered wave three. And if I'd waited and even known there would be a wave four, you get all the wave three figures in there, plus the new wave four figures, plus more of those stupid wave one figures. I just couldn't bring myself to buy the case for it because $120 for three new figures, even if I'm getting two of each, is too much. But I don't have a whole lot of hope for these at retail. I am keeping a close eye on eBay. I think around 12 a figure is a fair price on eBay just to put it to bed.
Yeah, or you also could wait and see what the deal with that Target gift pack is, too. I mean, if you're going to spend that much money, find out how much that thing is, and you get Nick Fury, at least in there, and it might be an updated Iron Man in that set. And from the looks of it, some people are talking about the Captain America being a slight repaint, so might consider that, too.
Something to keep in mind, and speaking of repaints, the Avengers 6-inch line is not as dead as we'd hoped.
Yeah, I mean, it's been shipping out there again, which is nice because we all know how hard that was to find initially because, you know, I mean, it seemed like some Walmarts got in a few cases and they were gone. Some places didn't even get any.
I've noticed them showing up all around here and I'd never seen them before, but hey, I am the cooler.
Well, in addition to showing up again, apparently there's some variants popping up now. At least paint variants. There's no major character changeouts or anything like that. But the Captain America has been addressed. That was our first complaint when reviewing these. The cap was way too bright, and they've made him so they've hued the color down a bit, and it looks a little more movie accurate. And to me, it looks much better on the shelf next to the other characters who are in a nice, duller, earthy tone. Because Cap wasn't wearing neon blue in the movie. I don't know where they got that plastic from in the first place. And that one's pretty easy to spot if you see it on the shelves and you've seen the other one or used to seeing the original one. But there is a Loki out there that I thought might be, I've only seen this one, and I thought it might be a paint error or a factory screw up or something because it is so bright yellow. It's not even in the realm of gold anymore, it doesn't feel like. It's a really bright, bright yellow where it used to be almost a bronzish gold. So I thought that might be a screw-up, but Jeff, our photo editor, has confirmed that that's a variant that's hitting out there. So Jeff also mentioned that Hawkeye has a variant on it.
Yeah, he says that Hawkeye's purple sections are lighter, he has blue pants, and the shield emblem's on his arrow strap instead of on his chest.
Yep.
Now, I haven't seen any Hawkeyes on the pegs, variant or non. All I see are the Caps and the Thors and the Hulks.
Yeah, that one I can definitely tell you I have not seen. That one may be a little bit trickier to track down, considering he's always the first one gone anyway. So if it's shown up anywhere around me, I couldn't tell you if he was there and gone or not. But that's an interesting another variant that now I'm realizing I'm going to have to track down.
So you're keeping an eye out for me, right?
Yeah, I keep looking. And you know what even makes it even harder to track down is there's been more shipments of these, and some seem to be just the regular shipments from before, and some seem to have these new repaint variants in them. So maybe these things will just continue to ship throughout the year. Who knows? You know, people scrambled to get them and paid a whole bunch on eBay, and it's just going to be the type of thing where they just keep shipping them month after month after month, and eventually we're going to be looking at clearanced Hulks in 6 months from now.
We can hope. I don't know that I'm going to hold my breath for that, but Avengers was biggest movie of the year, one of the biggest of all time, and I think with Christmas coming, they're going to want to get Avengers products under the tree.
And it was re-released for Labor Day, which not really happens that often, all these re-releases. Usually it has to do with an Oscar, which we know is not going to happen.
Maybe effects. Hulk was really good.
Hulk was good.
But it's not going to win for acting
or no.
directing or
no.
writing.
No.
But
Dean Stanton knocked it out of the park.
You're
best
right,
supporting actor.
Best supporting actor for Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah, and then after that, the DVD release is coming up here in September. So, I mean, there's still some life in the franchise to have a toy presence on the shelves. So we'll see how long they hang out there.
Yeah, I mean, look at how the difference is gone with the toy lines. Avengers Wave 4 is actually showing up in stores versus last year's Thor waves that we had to wait to really, you're finding now at TJ Maxx and Marshalls.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was just talking about this the other day. It's like, you know, I finally completed my Thor collection. What has that been, 2 years? Year and a half?
Year and a half.
Year and a half since the line started. And I'm actually pretty excited. You know, I mean, seeing figures that I've never had in my hands before from a line that old is actually kind of a little bit of a thrill. You know, I found Sif at a TJ Maxx, and then right up the street I went to a Marshall's, and they had the King Loki that I've never seen before. And then all the way across town at another TJ Maxx, I found a King Laufey. So those were the last three of the figures that I'd seen Sif before, because I think, Arnie, you hooked me up with one you found at some point. But I'd never seen any of these three on the shelves prior to this. And getting them at those places at a discount, you know, $6 a pop, more than happy to shell out $6 for those.
Yeah, that is a great deal for those figures. I've been hitting my TJ Maxx, primarily still looking for a classic colored Sentinel if I ran across one. And I looked through those figures and not seen any of those. I do see some Thor and I see some later Cap figures, but I did end up finding that Red Skull, the harder to find variant one, and a ton of Iron Man 2 figures. Plus, hey, if you like those little pull back and run vehicles, the RVs and motorcycles, TJ Maxx is your place.
And it's, you know, I mean, it's worth checking out at least once a week, you know, because they constantly get, I don't want to say cases, because I think they just get barrels of stuff that they just end up tossing on the shelf. But it seems like every time I go in there, there's something else that they've found to toss on the shelf. So it's becoming one of my go-to stops on my toy runs lately, which is, you know, makes it something else to do when stores like Target, you know, aren't restocking or Walmart's in a dry spell. Kind of fills in the gaps there.
Now, you mentioned Walmart and things. I've been hitting Walmart's, Toys R Us's, and Target's, and we have three Walmarts in our town. Two of them have completely removed Marvel Universe from the pegs. There's no comic packs. There's no 3¾-inch figures. Every so often, I find a Guardians of the Galaxy shoved somewhere like an unwanted child. But that is it. It's a ton of Avengers. And with those Avengers on the same pegs are last year's Thor figures that still haven't sold. But Marvel Universe is gone from all but the largest Walmart in my area.
See, a few stores like have around here have done that as well. And I think this is the second or third time that they've done this, so I think I'm sensing a pattern finally. I think the first time they did it, there's a little bit of a freak out, like, oh, great, they're not going to be carrying Marvel Universe anymore. I think at this point, I realize that this is just the way they flush their inventory out, and eventually it starts popping back up at those stores. It might take a while, but I think it's safe to say that Walmart is not discontinuing Marvel Universe chain-wide. Because it was Walmart that I found Wave 19. So.
Oh, I don't think they're doing it chain wide. I just think some of the smaller stores just aren't getting any stock right now, which hurts with Wave 19 shipping. I mean, I know you hooked me up, but I gotta look for these variant Spider-Men, and being the insane person I am, the righted beast. So it hurts that it's the store furthest from me and just one that has that left. And Toys R Us, my pegs are just so full at my Toys R Us that I don't see them, if they were to get new cases, putting them out because they have no place to put them.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. I'm hoping that, you know, this is the end of summer now and all these stores are getting ready to flush their stuff out and either do toy aisle resets, which I've seen at most stores, and start getting new stock in. You know, this is about the time of year that Christmas stock starts rolling in. So I hope your Walmarts get their crap together and start putting it out, because they have to know how popular it is.
The only store that I really have hope when I go to is Toys R Us, and that's for Avengers, not only because Barron said he saw Wave 4, but Toys R Us cannot keep Avengers on the pegs. Target, Walmart, they have tons of Wave 1 and 2 Avengers stuff, pegs full, but my Toys R Us has like 3 Skrull sitting on the pegs, and that is it.
Wow. And remember when you thought Skrulls were going to be the hardest thing to find?
Oh, ouch.
I remember it well, and it's just because Toys R Us hasn't had a BOGO sale that I don't have a nice Skrull army. It's a good figure. I recommend that figure.
It is. I'm surprised that I see it quite often, too. I thought I was right there with you. I thought it'd be a really popular figure, but apparently people don't want to build an army. They get one or two, and that's all they need.
But because I'm not finding anything in stores, shopping lately has been online with
Sales to Astonish.
Now, I didn't order Wave 19 of Marvel Universe online because we'd ordered 18. There is that wonderful revision case that has both Wave 18 and Wave 19 in it that I know a lot of our listeners have ordered, because it's just one case and you're done and you have one of each of those figures. But if you did pre-order the Wave 19, or if you just can't wait for stores, that is shipping now from Entertainment Earth.
And also, Marvel Legends Wave 3 are already starting to ship from some of the online retailers, so that means they shouldn't be too far away from being on the pegs. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. You know, new Marvel Legends getting ready to show up. It's been, I don't know, a month or so since we've gotten the last ones all put together.
I ordered a case.
How's that one broken down?
It's kind of ugly, but not as ugly as I would have thought. I have had such crap luck finding Marvel Legends in stores that I know I'm still hunting for all the variants, because there's so many variants in this.
Yeah, this is a very variant heavy wave. I mean, you're going to have the two Deadpools, and it's those variants too that aren't really variants, they're character swaps. I mean, you're going to have Punisher being swapped out with Blade, Dr. Doom in his classic colors and then his white version.
Yeah, it's crazy. The case isn't so bad. What I get is one U.S. agent, two Iron Man, which kind of a bummer since we just had Extremis Iron Man earlier this year, one Dr. Doom, two Deadpool, one of the X-Mutants, which is either Mystique or Moonstar, and then one Punisher.
Yeah, so we're getting straight up character swap outs. And ordering that case, even if you're getting two Deadpools, I guarantee you they're both going to be the same version of Deadpool. You're not going to get one of each.
They are, but I figure by ordering the case, I'll at least have these in hand and able to take them to the forums for cost plus shipping before they hit pegs too hard. Now, you want to talk ugly case, though. They are shipping in October Wave 3 Revision 2. Now, how they can call this Wave 3 is just an atrocity, as there's not a single Wave 3 figure in this case. And I really think this may be shipping, because I saw Heroic Age Thor on pegs this past week. Wave 3 Revision 2 is two Thors, Steve Rogers, Captain America, Extremis Iron Man, because we just shipped Iron Man the last case, let's ship more Iron Man, Constrictor, Ghost Rider, Claw, and Hope Summers.
What?
Yeah.
There's one figure in there that might be slightly hard to find at this point, and that's Ghost Rider. And I think that need has been filled just looking around the pegs around me, because I've seen quite a few Ghost Riders lately.
That is an ugly, ugly case to call Wave 3. There's not even any of these Wave 3 figures in it. oh, God. Oof. But I get that they're fulfilling demand. When we talked to the guys at Hasbro at San Diego Comic-Con, they said they couldn't believe how popular Marvel Legends was and how it actually hurt Marvel Universe that Marvel Legends was so popular because people went and bought the Legends instead of the Universe. And that's great that this line, at such an excessive price point, is so popular. But by the same token, getting all these Wave 1 figures back out, while great for somebody who may have missed them, is going to hurt people trying to find Wave 3 come Christmas.
Exactly. Now, is Wave 3 where they're continuing on with the mini Build-A-Figure, or is that Wave 4 when they start that back up? I think there was this one wave with no Build-A-Figure parts in it.
Correct. Wave 4 has the mini Build-A-Figure. Wave 3 has no Build-A-Figure.
Right. We get the Avenger-style stands that came with the 6-inch Avengers figures.
Yes. So that's one less logo they can put on the overpopulated front of these cards.
Very true. They're finally cleaning up the front of that package for you.
It's a little better. It truthfully is.
Well, quite obviously, they listen to you guys.
What I think is great is we're only 3 waves into this line and counting, you know, the Toys R Us exclusives that kind of signaled the return of Legends, that kind of that test wave in the 2-packs. This will be the 4th Deadpool we're getting already. That's pretty exciting for a little, you know, side character.
For you. For me. Exciting for you.
For guys like me that might or might not have a Deadpool tattoo. You know, I'm not saying I'm a fan, but.
You have a Deadpool tat?
Yeah, on my shoulder.
I didn't realize that. No.
No, it's because we didn't do Topless Marvelicious at Comic-Con. If we'd have done Topless Marvelicious at Comic-Con, you would have seen my AC Slater tattoo.
Nice. Yeah, I guess I don't wear tank tops.
So now maybe. Now you have to take a picture of it for the Enhanced Podcast.
All right.
Make them guns look big, Justin.
I'm going to have to work out a little bit. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, not knowing exactly what accessories are coming with this one or whatnot, the classic red and black Deadpool may be pretty similar to the 2-pack version. But, you know, the gray X-Force style Deadpool's new.
What I can say looking at the picture on the card is that the red and black one, I mean, accessory-wise, he gets a gun and 2 swords, but it looks a little bit more intricately detailed than the previous Toys R Us one. And maybe a repaint, but it looks like it's got some more black accents on it.
Well, I was planning on getting him anyway, so I'm not going to nitpick too much, but
once you got the tattoo, you're kind of in, aren't you?
Yeah. I think that's your ticket to all-in-ness. I was just kind of hoping that they would do some of the neat things that they did in the past. You know, there was the original Deadpool, when it was a Toy Biz figure, came with Dupe, the little green dude. It'd be neat to get him as a pack-in instead of a stand.
I do have the case of that coming. I did want to get him in hand and not have to worry too much about him. And then if I just have to worry about the variants, well, it's why God created eBay.
Yeah. You know, you're way done that way.
It was too extra, and I'd held off, and I'd held off, and I'd held off, and then I just was like, yeah, they're shipping! Need to order! I had like a moment of nerd frenzy. What I haven't ordered yet, and it's merely a matter of laziness, is the latest hot toy that went up for pre-order. Marjorie and I were actually on vacation, and they put up another hot toy. They're just really getting these out at least once a month, if not more often.
Has like, our paycheck just direct deposited now to Hot Toys or Sideshow?
It's a terrible, terrible coincidence that about a year and a half ago, we start Marvelicious Toys, and over years and years, they'd come out with like 8. And now we do this show, and people introduce me to Hot Toys, and now they come out with, like, one every other week or so. But this one is a re-release. We kind of suspected this was coming when Hot Toys started announcing beware of the bootleg Wolverine on eBay when they said we may want to someday re-release the figure. But this isn't from X-Men Origins Wolverine, but the slightly more well-regarded X-Men 3. Neither one is really considered tops of the X franchise, but from X-Men 3, The Last Stand, you get Wolverine in his yellow and black biker leather outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of an eh. But Marjorie, you're the Hugh Jackman fan, and that's giving you an eh?
It's okay.
The outfit is kind of silly. I don't think that
it's the yellow.
Well, in hindsight, now it kind of comes off the new Tron look.
It's true. It is very Tron.
It's just the outfit doesn't do I don't think the head's all that great.
I honestly think they did a much better job on the first head. And when I'd seen some early photos of this one, I'm like, well, maybe there'll be a second head. But no, you just get the one head. And while the likeness is still incredible, it just doesn't look as cool as what they released in the last one. I think, all in all, whereas the Iron Men that they keep re-releasing are clearly upgrades, to me, this one feels like a downgrade. It's not as cool a head, it's just not as cool an outfit, and it's $235.
Yeah, is that real leather? $235? That's pricey. But it does come with a cool base.
It is not real leather, it is leather-like.
Leather-ish.
It actually says leather-like in
what
the
thing. What is leather-like?
Leather-adjacent.
No cows were harmed in the making of this leather-like product. But you're right, the base is cool, being a sentinel head with a lot of claw marks. I mean, it's a cameo, it's an in-joke in the movie, but it is kind of nice. It's also kind of undersized. It was huge in the movie. And here, it's just like a little bit of a face.
It lights up, though, so you won't notice how small it is because the eyes light up.
Is that the trick? If the eyes light up, you don't notice it's tiny?
Yep.
The face on this really isn't good at all.
It's disappointing, and I haven't ordered him for this very reason. And I think this is great for people who don't want to pay $800 for the Wolverine, if you just want a Wolverine. And truthfully, I think the best thing about this is you just pop off the head and you get yourself a regular true type body and go. Or maybe just undress him and get new clothes. But really, this one feels like a Hot Toys whiff, and that is rare.
Let's be clear here. The head sculpt is good. I mean, it's Hot Toys quality.
Yes.
It looks just like Hugh Jackman, and there's all the detail in there. I think what we're saying is that the face he's making is a little odd.
It doesn't look anything like Hugh Jackman.
Well, I think it looks just like Hugh Jackman, but I think in that movie, giving him the 18th century mutton chops may not have been the best look for Hugh Jackman.
Well, that's where I was going to go with it, is that this one has too much sculpted hair. His hairdo from the movie is, like you said, the big pompadour with the wings and then the mutton chops. It's too much sculpted hair on this piece, and it draws away from the actually good sculpting on the face. And it's too much teeth. Showing too much teeth there.
I think so, too. I think the teeth are just a little bit much. But here's what excites me about this. I'll probably order it anyway, by the way. Let's be clear here. But this means they got the license for X-Men 3. And most of the cool characters from X-Men 1 and 2 showed up in X-Men 3. So this means that we might be getting a Patrick Stewart Professor X. Or a adult Rebecca Romijn Mystique. Or I would personally love Vinnie Jones as the Juggernaut bitch. I'm excited by the fact that they have the license. Wolverine is the great starting point, but come on. Cyclops, even if he was in the movie for 5 seconds. I mean, this is what they did with Spider-Man 3, right? They got the Spider-Man 3 license because it was probably cheapest, but it enabled them to make the Spider-Man from all the films and things. And so with this, sure, we may be missing out on Stryker. Or Sabretooth, the Tyler Mayne Sabretooth. I mean, obviously they have Liev Schreiber Sabretooth and no Ray Park Toad, but there's a lot of good characters they could make from here.
Oh, there's just a ton of characters. I mean, just the end of the movie alone has a couple hundred, characters from the comics in there. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to get that deep, but if they wanted to, they could get into all kinds of characters just from a licensing standpoint alone.
Yeah, I mean, an Anna Paquin Rogue would be very cool. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of the characters that were major in all three. And Anna Paquin kind of disappeared from part three. Halle Berry as Storm, that would be an awesome Hot Toy.
That would be pretty sweet.
Halle Berry as Catwoman, also a hot, awesome Hot Toy.
I'm glad my rule has to do with I have to like the movie quite a bit before I even consider getting the Hot Toy.
Well, speaking about Marvel movies, we'll have more from that in.
This just in. News from the web!
First, I forgot to mention this in the store report. Over the weekend, I bought some of those Marvel Heroics figures, always looking for some of those Chase translucent ones. But I think that these will be the last Heroics I ever buy, as Heroics are no longer going to be made.
Oh, were you waiting for me to shed a tear? Or... Sorry, I've never been a fan of those. I just, once things get too small, it's out of my wheelhouse.
Well, here's the funny thing. It's not that they're unsuccessful. In fact, they are successful. And Treehouse Kids, who makes them, will be coming out with more Marvel figures in that scale. But they won't be Heroics, because they got sued.
Ooh.
It turns out WizKids and NECA think Heroics sounds too close to HeroClix.
It kind of does.
I can see it.
Yeah. I'm of two minds. I mean, heroic is a frickin' word. It's a word in the English dictionary. Hero click is not. But I think it's a question of confusion, given that they're of similar scale, too. And I think that's what courts look at, is confusion as well as wording. So they are rebranding Heroics and coming them out, but I have no idea what this new name means. It's Zurbaz.
Whoa.
Zurbaz is what, not going to go over too well, I can't imagine. Mom, I want a Zurbaz! Mom, Zurbaz!
Z-E-R-B-O-Z. I guess it has the advantage of the domain name was free?
True. We're just assembling letters now to get domain names because they're all gone.
The squatters had everything else.
This is where we're at. We're at the end. That is the end of the internet. It starts with a Z and ends with a Z.
I mean, it's not even a palindrome. I don't know why that would make it better in my mind, but if it was a palindrome for some reason.
Yeah, I was trying to read it backwards, like maybe it's a word backwards, but no. Zobrez isn't anything either.
No, so that is now what Heroics will be called, is Zurbaz.
Do companies ever get to change their name and it works out well for them? Exactly.
I can see this not really affecting their sales too much, though, because the way they're positioned, I don't know if any kid really is like, hey, I got to go get Heroics or whatever. I think they're in the toy aisle and they see that tube of them and mom says, sure, they're 97 cents. Grab one or two.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, they're still right there in their face. It still has all the same character art on there and everything. I bet you if you took a poll, the majority of kids wouldn't even know what they were called in the first place.
And in other news, we all know, and we just mentioned, Avengers is coming out on DVD real soon. It was in theaters last week and is currently in theaters. Did you go see it again, Justin?
No, I wanted to. I really did. I mean, that's my favorite movie this summer. After seeing everything I wanted to see all summer, I really wish I could have gotten back and seen it one more time on the big screen. Because the minute it comes out on Blu-ray and DVD, I'm going to get it and bring it home and watch it two or three times.
We also didn't make it just because the theaters they put it in were really crappy.
It wasn't in 3D anywhere.
Yeah. If they'd put it back in a big theater, like where we saw it originally, we would have gone. We actually planned on it this past weekend. And then when we saw where they put it in the one with the torn screen and the crappy sound. And it's like, yeah. But it is coming out on DVD. And we all have mentioned, I did order the Phase 1 10-disc limited edition 6-movie Blu-ray set from Amazon. And it's a damn good thing I did. It is pre-sold out.
Wow, has that happened before?
It is rare that Amazon pre-sells out, but this was a limited edition collectible. They weren't making them ad infinitum. It did sell out. So we've got that coming, but now I feel like I'm getting kicked in the balls because...
Kicked in the Zurbaz.
Kicked in the Zurbaz because... There are a million exclusives, depending where you buy this. And by a million, I mean six.
That's enough to drive a completionist crazy, though.
Thank God Arnie's not a completionist when it comes to Marvel.
I'm not. I only buy the things I like.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's some things here that I like.
Well, you can skip the tote bag, right?
Yes.
Wait, is it a cool tote bag? I like tote bags.
Just became painfully apparent why you two are married.
Well, I think it's only painful, Justin, if we have to buy something for you if you're on, you know, have to share a household budget.
Yeah. It's not, actually, it became comically apparent.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, at FYE, there is an exclusive tote bag with pre-order. To me, this was skippable.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's like one of those stupid-ass grocery bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bring my own bag. It's like that.
It's the standard art. It's actually close-up of, like, Iron Man and Hulk. It's the same stuff that they put out as the wallpaper. So that is skippable.
Yeah.
Even though it is one of the easier ones to get because you go in and reserve and they hand you the bag right then.
Oh, there you go, and you're done.
Yeah, but I can skip this one completely.
Is Best Buy doing the same thing?
And Best Buy is doing the same thing with theirs, which is on the somewhat skippable list. It is an exclusive case, which is similar, I understand, from the online descriptions to the Steelbooks that Disney used to put out. And there are Steelbook collectors. I have a Steelbook Man-Thing DVD that came from, like, Finland. And in researching this Steelbook Man-Thing, I learned there is an underground current of Steelbook DVD collectors that go nuts for Steelbook cases, and they must have every one.
I'm not even sure if I know what a Steelbook is. Is it just a tin case that keeps the DVD in it?
Yep, and dents really easily.
Like a lunchbox, but for DVDs.
Well, actually, it's just like your standard DVD case, but it's steel on the outside, or tin. But it's not like a lunchbox. It just normally is your DVD case, and it opens up. They call it a steel book because it opens up like your standard DVD case and like a book. But this one at Best Buy is just a case that you put your other disc in, so it slips over.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because you get this when you place your pre-order at Best Buy, and you only have to put down like $7. And then you bring your receipt back late September to get the $7 off in your disc. But I've done this at Best Buy in the past where you don't have to go back and give them more money. You can just keep your item.
How much does it cost to put down?
Like $7.50, I believe.
Yeah, there you go. If you look at it, you're just buying a $7.50 case.
Yes. Now it starts to get a little bit nastier. The Disney store has exclusive lithographs that you get at pre-order.
We don't have a Disney store.
This is why it's nasty.
Okay.
I could do it online. Being a Disney company, it's logical that the Disney store would get in on these exclusives. But it's an exclusive lithograph set that I'm torn on. I'd like to see more of the art.
Yeah, that could prove to be a challenge for a lot of people because Disney stores aren't as prevalent as they used to be. I know we used to have one or two, and they both closed down.
Yeah, it says an exclusive set of four lithographs, and if it's the four things pictured on Disney's site, it's actually just shots from the movie, which is very skippable again to me. Not to encourage piracy, but once you get a Blu-ray, you can print out your own high-res shots, you know. Like, now, as you say, Marjorie, we don't have a Disney store here, but from the way the sign reads that was posted on Facebook, it sounds like you get these when you put your money down as well.
So we need to go to the Disney store?
It's not a must-have, especially since, again, I've pre-ordered the six-disc box set, and the next two are must-have, so I'm going to own at least three copies of this frickin' movie. Because at Walmart, this is nasty, folks. This is just nasty. You know Marvel's been doing their season one graphic novels, right? Where it retells origins from a modern perspective, and they've done a lot of them. Hulk got some great reviews for the season one graphic novel. At Walmart, when you buy the Blu-ray there, you get an exclusive full-length graphic novel, and it is the only place to get your Avengers season one graphic novel.
Is it full-size, or is it like that small one that came in the... Was it the Spider-Man? The Lizard comic?
I do believe it's smaller in size from the picture I've seen, but it's full length as in number of pages and things. And as of now, this is the only way they've announced you're going to be able to get the Season 1 Avengers comic, which is in Marvel Universe continuity and is going to drive comic book collectors mad. And maybe it's a full-size book, but from the picture I saw, it looks to be the size of a DVD. So either they've enlarged their DVD case or they've shrunken the comic. I think the second one's more likely. And then the biggest kick is I buy this $130 10-disc DVD Blu-ray set, right? But Target gets a disc I don't. If you go to Target, you get a bonus DVD, the Marvel Studios Building a Cinematic Universe 90-minute making of the first movies. Now, if this is the same as the Marvel Universe Phase 1 disc in my set, they've given them two separate names to make it really confusing.
See, I wasn't interested in any of those until the Walmart one. And I think I'm more interested in the Target one. But see, I'm only getting one, so I actually have to make a choice.
Well, here's what I've done in the past is, like you say, with you're paying $7 for the Steelbook case, I have, for other movies that have done similar things, just gone to eBay and flipped the disc and taken a $10 loss, and I'm paying, you know, $10 for my graphic novel or $10 for my bonus disc.
There you go. That's not a bad way to go about it.
So for me, I'm definitely getting the Walmart one with the graphic novel. Gotta have that. The Disney Store and Best Buy ones, if they're convenient, but I don't have to have them. I'll probably go to Best Buy this week and just get the Steelbook case and call it a day. The Target one is a must-have for me if it's not already in my set, which kills me to not know. But yeah, and that's just what's been announced so far, and we are still almost a month out from this movie's release.
That seems to hit all the big retailers, though. I don't know. Where else would you expect to possibly have some sort of special exclusive?
Toys R Us in the past has had some. I did some Googling and didn't find anything for them, though. So if they have it, it's unannounced. Seems like a good place where maybe they'll throw in an Iron Man 2 or Thor figure for free.
Yeah. I remember something like that, where you pick it off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't necessarily an exclusive figure, just something from the inventory they have in the stores.
I think they did that with Cap or Thor last year.
Yeah, that sounds really familiar. I also remember not finding anything in the store worth picking up for free.
Yeah. But those would be the main ones I'd expect. I was actually surprised to see FYE getting in on the action.
Yeah, that's kind of out of left field. We don't have FYE here, and I feel like that's kind of an East Coast, eastern part of the country type of chain.
Don't we have some in Chicago? There's some in Chicago, FYE. What? Yeah.
We have one here.
Oh, we have one here? We do? I thought it closed. Nope, there's one here in Springfield.
Okay, yeah, I thought there was one here.
Yeah, we have one here in town, so we're not really that coastal.
Well, you're further east than I am.
But we will make that our...
The Fantastic Forum Poll!
Which exclusive item in the Avengers release excites you most? Come to the Marvelicious Toys forums and let us know. And that is our show for this week. We will be back next week because we are now a weekly show and we're going to be doing an in-depth review of Justin's Wave 19 figures and talking about some other cool things.
So, until next week, true collectors.
Make mine Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
If you listen to Marvelicious, I am the one who makes the jokes. This year I've moved on to vagina, I think. So that's my focus this year, but...
Jokes, not anything else.
Yeah, just the jokes, but I thought...
No, the moving on to vagina, we're like, hey, let's... Thank you for that.
Person I am, the righted beast, so... I like that, the righted beast. Fails to astonish.
Fails to astonish.
Urban Dictionary, gloop. A sort of mix between a liquid and a substance, thick but liquidy. A grotesque substance, commonly bright green, found in hot lunches.
Gloop. Yeah, it's gloop.
Gloop. The act of sitting on the toilet after sex in order to rid oneself of the inside one's
What? I'm trying to behave.
Lexi, damn baby, what a stallion you are. Me, shut up and go gloop. I don't need any babies running around.
Oh my god.
Lexi, okay, my king. 10 minutes later, me, baby, what are you doing? My sandwich won't make itself. Lexi, hold on, I'm still
Ew.
I take it back. I don't want gloop with any of my action figures.
How many ropes?
Well, I think one is sufficient, right? It really takes.
Urban Dictionary, you take me to bad places. Marjorie has the most disgusted look on her face right now.
That has to be the weirdest path we've ever been down.
All right.
All right. This challenge is for everybody. Work gloop into normal everyday conversation this week. There you go. All right.
Okay. But yeah, I did.
Once things get too small, it's out of my wheelhouse. But
that's what she said.
We need like a sound effect for you guys' jokes.
It's a dangerous path to go down.
Adios mio.
Yeah.
Boy.
That's not going to go off well.
Say that again after you clear the frog out of your throat. maybe you ate Java's frog. It's in your throat right
now. Yeah.
Better gloop it out.
Yeah.
Two ropes. Gross.
What did I even say?
That's not going to go over too well. Oh, unplug the plug-in.
Oh, wow. This has been really, cool. And I'm back.
All right. Can I get that mm-hmm from you again?
Mm-hmm. What was I even what was I responding to? Steelbook?
The underground current of steelbook collectors.